Welcome to a Drop Tent Media production.
Hi, hello, welcome, Call the Bus, Neil Wood, Adam Nutter.
By the renewing of your mind,
the recycling, it's a flesh body world.
Do it.
Human.
Do it.
Sir Slimy Reptilian.
What's going on? Another day in the cult. How you doing? Comedian Neil Wood here in Philadelphia. Good to see you. We got some great guests for you coming up. One of them couldn't even make it. That's how great he was. He was so great, he couldn't show up for it. So it's going to be a great podcast. I'm excited about it. Let's get in the co-host of the old Cult of Us, Adam Nutter. Hey, buddy. How you
feeling? Hey, how are you doing?
Hello. Good to see you. I'm doing well. Thank you for being here.
Handshake.
I appreciate it. Handshake.
Very proper. And yeah, Tyler. Tyler, the most adamant about showing up today, 3 days ago, not here.
Tyler, the flake, Rothrock. Yeah. It's wonderful. But now let's get our guests in here. Fuck Tyler. Let's just do it. Chris Freed, there we go.
Hey.
Zach Hammond, everybody. Boom, look at that. We got him in there. You got to check him. Sorry, that was done with such alacrity. It was amazing.
I don't know what that word means, so I can't be offended by it. So, you know.
Yeah, I love that. Again, Adam doesn't know what the word means, so it means it's offensive. Because you are.
Okay. Yeah.
I like that Adam's background, it fits the best for like a movie, these new horror movies where like it just shows the computer screen and in the background, like a ghost will like peer in the door.
Yeah. What was that? Every time.
They just walk behind you in the back. If anyone's getting killed in this podcast, it's you, for sure.
What happens sometimes is, like, usually if I'm home alone right now, and I leave the door, like, slightly cracked open, but my dog is in the bedroom right now, and he'll get bored or, like, lonely or, like, doesn't know where I am, and all of a sudden, sometimes you see the door just slowly open wide, and there's, like, a little Jack Russell just standing in the door frame. Like, I have to say, sometimes he kicks my door on, like, a black father checking in on, like, his son. Just like, what's going on in here? All right. And, like, slowly walks out. Like, that's my dog does that to me.
Your most professional is definitely Neil, though. I got to say.
Yeah, that's, obviously. Of course.
Looks like a nicely planned artistic background there.
Adam and I have built a mecca, and we've done it here. Adam doesn't need he's so big at this point. He doesn't even need to come here.
That's right.
So that's how much money he has, and I live here. So that's how little money
and
I
when
have.
When he says he lives there, he means in the studio. He physically lives in the studio.
Physically live in the studio.
It's and mine is chamber most likely to be my parents' house, which is what I'm in. Right now, so.
God damn, we are crushing it.
I like how we could have all just lied, and we didn't.
Zach,
no,
how's your terrible home?
Where are you? It's my office, actually.
Okay. Oh, whoa, we have an office. Oh, I'm Zach. I have a tie in an office. Look at me. Oh, king of the castle.
Wow, I can tell by the light switch. That's so professional. I don't know.
Incredibly professional.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Clap on over
here. I should have done the thing. Check out Chris Feed, of course, working on a nice little thing. I mean, you got Patreon, dude. Check that out. I've been waiting. Is that drop? Like, when? What's the timeline on that bitch? Like, what do you got going on?
Well, the pilot was last, I think I started the Patreon in October. And then, so it's patreon.com/Chris Freed, Chris McKay, Freed spelled like fried. Yeah. And, then I put the second episode was January, like the full, like it's like a full 25 minute, you know, episode. And so in between there, I put out like little podcast things and stand up clips and other previous sketch stuff and appearances on Gutfeld and stupid shit that people don't care about. But it makes me look like I'm putting content out in the meantime.
Yes.
But episode 3 will be next month. So
I'm sorry, you look good for given that you're putting a whole thing. Like, I'm dying slowly. You look solid for the fucking amount of shit you got to do.
That's insane.
Good work.
It's a lot of just waiting for the videos to load and me, you know, not knowing how to do technology most of the time. So
perfect. Wonderful. Wonderful. And then, Zach, what do you got going on, buddy? We only got to work together once, I think. At this show, which was a great show.
It was fun.
That was so much fucking fun.
Yeah, Amaya's there. It was a good time. Go check out all the shit they got going on there. It was decent shit.
Yeah, Paul Spratt runs that I think it's monthly, monthly stand-up show there, and then some other ones.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't want to mention Tyler because fuck him.
How dare you?
Yeah, Zach, what do you got coming up?
Yeah,
what are you, you can just find most of the shit on my website at zachhammond.net, and it's spelled both ways, Z-A-C-K and Z-A-C-H, because I bought both domains.
That's smart, dude. Smart.
Wow. And in the next couple of months, I'll have a comedy special coming out on like Tubi or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
You can just throw shit on TV?
No, I production company came
out.
I know. Filmed it, and they're selling it, so.
That's it.
Yeah, you're thinking of YouTube, I think.
Yeah, YouTube.
No, Amazon can do that, technically. You could just like release shit on Amazon, apparently, and like they don't care. You just put out whatever you want.
Yeah.
Like, sure, throw it on the platform, fucking whatever. We don't give a fuck.
No, yeah, that's how official you can kill yourself on YouTube, and they have to keep it there because it's a historical document. Yeah.
Nice.
We're gonna get an update soon that's what Tyler was doing.
Setting up.
Like, oh, Tyler's account posted a new YouTube video. That's great.
Just him hanging himself from the fucking.
Yeah. And Naomi in the background not caring.
Yeah, just like die quicker. Why aren't you dying yet?
She's hanging from his legs. Yeah. No, I'd be like, yo, did you check out that last clip that Rothrock dropped? Yo, that one was. Yo. Gotta say, the captions could have been better, but pretty
fucking
good. That was
the best work
good.
That anybody's ever seen.
That was his best work. The gurgles, fucking chef's kiss.
He technically killed, so that's.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Boom.
Damn. Got a standing applause from Naomi, his girlfriend. Yeah.
I like how also Adam, when Zach said anything, he's like, oh, well, Zach, you're not good, so you can just get stuff up on Tubi, you just throw it up there.
Not how it all meant it, but for the bit, sure.
It sounded so dismissive. It sounded dismissive.
And
he's like, yeah, you can just throw
fucking
it. He's like, no.
Because I'm used to people.
To be fair, I just learned Tubi was a thing from the Super Bowl commercials, so I didn't know what it was. So I assumed it was like kind of like another Amazon type of thing. You could be like, whatever, like you just do shit. I had no idea what the fuck it was.
Yeah, couldn't possibly be something you might get paid for. Yeah.
No, wow. Not at all.
I don't know. I have no idea. That's why.
Yeah,
I don't know
what this job is about.
Yeah, their mascot was a giant rabbit. Oh, I didn't have too much faith in Tubi.
I had a thing the other day about how I wish I could register my stand-up career as a non-for-profit. It would just be just because technically, you know, why? But you just have to like get a religious angle or something and say that you're a church
here at the Chris Fried Foundation. Yeah. We find laughter to be the most important thing. We don't do it for money. Yeah. We do it for the love of the game.
I bet if you lived in California, you might be able to get away with it.
Probably. Yeah. I don't think they have any semblance of sense in any of there anymore. So you can just do whatever you want.
If you had some type of like, you know, angle with it too, like a Hank Gatsby or something. You just like, oh, this isn't comedy; it's therapy of, you know, whatever the fuck.
Yeah, wasn't that a great like all these like specials that came out recently that just bombed? They're like, what was really comedy? You know, like, well, it was labeled as it.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna stay with it was, and you just didn't like the way it turned out. Oh, I also just learned that Brendan Schaub bought 400,000 views for his special.
Mm.
Good for him.
I'm glad that he has enough money to do that.
Yeah, you got to invest, you know?
Yeah, which how
you're
much
successful enough to make yourself look successful. That's impressive.
Cost. Like the cost. Also, what is that doing for you? Like, what does that do? Like, so you buy 400,000, you buy 400,000 views, and then what? You're like, I got a million now. And people are like, it's like, but did you?
Yeah.
It's like, people are going to come see you.
How did you find out about that?
So this guy who used to work for him. They had a big falling out.
Right.
And he just came out and is like, he went on Reddit. He's like, I'm giving a fucking tell all. And had like, he has like receipts to back up a lot of stuff. Not that. But he was like, he said that he conservatively spent money to buy about 400,000 views. He was like his right hand man. Like, so he like, he controlled his social media. He controlled like everything, this guy. And then he just treated him like shit and just fucking,
It wasn't that Schwab had so much fucking CTE that he openly outed himself. It's that he pissed somebody off.
Yeah.
And they were just like, oh yeah, everything that you think about this guy is fake. It's fucking true.
Yeah, dude, I have such a newfound hatred on Brendan Schaub recently because I'm part of the subreddit. And the subreddit has over 100,000 people. A college football stadium worth of people
Dedicated
to hating Brendan Schaub. That's not a joke. Everyone on that subreddit is dedicated. Dude, the way they talk is unique because they call them Schwabisms.
Yeah.
So they spell things the way he speaks. Mm-hmm. It's a cult, dude. It's a fucking cult of hating this guy. It is incredible.
Oh, it's like our podcast. Cool.
And again, while that is fantastic, more people hate him than like any of us collectively.
100%. I will 100% agree with you. Yeah. No, I want to die a little bit inside every time I go on it.
Yeah, that's important to remember that he's hated. That means at least 100,000 people also like him, if not more.
Here's why I don't think that's true.
Okay.
Because he's so hated and it's so well known now. Like he.
Yeah.
And also, like, let's be honest, he's possibly the worst stand-up in America, and he only started doing that because of Rogan and Callan, right? So, like, no one's going to see his shows. He has to give out free tickets to all of his shows because no one's buying tickets. Like, I'm so down this rabbit hole, guys. Like, you know, I can talk about this for hours. Like, for hours, we can waste podcast on this.
This is your QAnon right now.
This is my, but this is real, though. But this is real. This is a different, this is real, and I could... Dude, oh my god, I'm getting hard talking about this right now. I hate him so much, so much.
that you've dedicated your life to making him more famous.
Yeah, no, not really, because he doesn't do anything
in a negative
anymore.
Way.
Because this is what I'm saying. Like, this summer has done such a good job of exposing him, and not just like a bunch of no ones like me. Other like more well known people are like openly just roasting him on podcasts now. Like, it's so bad. It's really bad. It's really to the point of like. He's finally getting
tough,
man.
To be
this
a
is what, you
famous
know.
Open micer, dude. Leave him alone. Really, I'm on his side. You know what I mean? He's a guy who was famous and then he became an open micer, and he's like, well, yeah, I do my open mics on Amazon and I do my open mics on Netflix.
That's kind of funny.
Let him do it, Adam. I don't know why you have such a problem.
A funny idea of like a guy who, instead of like drop-ins at like Comedy Cellar, it's like, do you think he's going to drop in at our open mic today? He's like the most famous, like, I hope he's at my mic.
Dude. And this is like, when you hear him talk on podcasts, that's what makes me mad the most. More than anything else is him and his pathological lying and his ego. He's like, when I first started out, man, he's like, why would I do open mics? That's what he said, by the way. Why would I do open mics? He's like, I came from like the UFC. It's like the best top of the stage. He's like, why would I do open mics when I could just go to like the Improv or the Comedy Store and like do like the best of the best? I'm like, oh, because you're bad.
Yeah.
Because you're bad. That's why. It's like.
Wasn't there a rapper like down in Georgia that was doing like the same thing that he wanted to. Yeah.
T.I.
People fucking hate him for it too because he would like he was doing open mics and then he would like bump people on shows.
He was getting actively booed off stage though. Was the difference. Yeah.
But there's still people that like him. The only reason that we know about it is because there's enough people that like him that are giving him the attention.
That's for sure true. Yeah. You're not wrong.
Like a Jeremy Piven type thing.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it's like, I get it. You're famous, so you can go do stuff, but don't do it in a way where you present yourself like you think you're so great.
Yeah.
Like Piven would just be like, I know I'm not really good yet, but please let me try this.
Steve-O, too, for not for nothing.
Logistically.
Yeah, but Steve-O found the niche of having himself tortured on stage, too.
True.
Like, yes. Yeah,
I'm not going to tell jokes. I'm just going to get tasered in front of everybody. Cool. I'm not doing that. We're probably seeing
it. It's a good bit.
Yeah.
It'd be nice to fall back on.
Dude, he did the butt guzzle, then did the taser, then he did a callback to the butt guzzle.
He ended on butt guzzle again. It's crazy.
I can't even believe it. You know,
yeah, this 15-minute bit I wrote and spent really, really many hours on isn't working. Does anyone have a stapler?
Yeah.
That wants to just stab me for 10 minutes. Thank you.
Yeah, yeah. And like,
you can always go lower. Never forget that.
Yeah.
And like, I understand, like, stand up is what it is. It's like everybody could do it, apparently. But again, like, those guys just mentioned don't bother me as much. It's just the ego and the fucking attitude and the bat. And he's so bad. And he had two specials, one that he bought the views for. And like, still, drive me crazy.
You don't need to be good.
How much does that cost now? Because I remember like 10 years before I even knew what that was, some guy, like, I thought he was just like trying to say he's this awesome marketing whatever. And he came up and he was like, yo, I bet I could get you $10,000 or 10,000 followers for $5. And I was like, you know, whatever. I was like, okay, go ahead. I don't know. And then, you know, it turned into that's what that was. But it was like $5 for like a whole bunch of. But so now you're saying it's way more expensive, I guess, for like real followers.
Yeah. Yeah, he's not buying real followers. I mean, you can't buy real followers unless you're constantly paying somebody a salary to care about you.
To go bug people. And,
you know. Right. Like, no, they're just straight fake views. And it's just like, look, I got a million views. And you're
so
like,
I wonder. So how much do you think that a million would cost these days? I'm like looking into it.
Well, just like hypothetically, if we could crowdsource this, like how much would it cost? Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I'm just wondering what the investment was for him.
I would assume like a few thousand at least, right?
Oh, wow. Okay.
I mean, I have no idea what 400,000 views equals. I mean, also like it's like a farm in India somewhere where you just have a bunch of people clicking like the link over and over again.
It's all just bots, I imagine. So like Chris bought, I mean, well, whatever, that guy you didn't know then, but whatever. Yeah. Now we know. Like, yeah, they're just bots. So they just have a fucking, just streamlined automation of just like, there's dummy accounts. And then they just automatically go to your page and follow.
And then I felt really stupid because I was like, well, I don't want these fucking, how do I get rid of them? I don't want people to be like, who are all these? So yeah, eventually, like, they just disappeared. And I was like, thank fucking God.
But I feel you. And the views, I imagine, some ways probably the same thing. You just, you know, there's ways to automate just going onto a page and clicking viewed or staying on a page, and it just tracks it from the page. So they just do that. But I mean, I wanted to say, logistically, if you were famous and then you wanted to do, and even more for T.I., I think this is the part, because T.I. going to an open mic in Atlanta would logistically be a nightmare for him. Like, do you know what I mean? People would be like, yo, like,
is that
be
fucking
lines.
T.I.?
Like, he would just be trying to do dick jokes and then, like, you know, bomb or whatever. But, like, he'd be swarmed and get autographs. So I would imagine he was, you know, like, I don't feel for these guys or whatever. I just go, like, I guess you would have to be like, hey, club, I do go to a club and be like, whatever your open mic night is, I'm coming in. Can I just get on stage, do my, you know, my open mic bullshit and get off? Thank you very much. And then bye. Like, I can't show up to a bar open mic. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like,
fair point. Yeah.
Some poor bar in Philly gets completely shut down on Tuesday night because T.I.'s there.
Yeah. That'd be a fucking nightmare for them. So, I mean, I guess there's some kind of thing there. Brendan, on the other hand, like, I don't know who I can't even put a face to him. It's not until I remember seeing a thing of him, and then Adam goes like, yeah, that's him. I go like, oh, right, I don't follow that guy, I don't know. Yeah, but I don't know. I feel like he could blend in a little bit more. So probably people know him, but, you know, and people know him, MMA and all that kind of stuff. But, you know, so they'd be like, oh, that's an MMA guy, okay. And then you fucking do your jokes, and then you go.
Oh, 100%. There's a major difference between him and T.I., of course. Yeah, it's not even close.
Right, but I don't know. He doesn't want to do the work. Who wants to do the work? It's a nightmare.
Look at us, the four of us suckers.
Us idiots, dude. Oh, absolutely.
Having passion for something that'll fucking depress us.
Absolutely.
I can't. It's like you're thinking about, like, they get to do that, and then I have to go to Colorado and then drive 4 hours to my show from the airport, like, sad and alone in some beater renter car, and these motherfuckers are doing stadiums, open mic stadiums, and I'm like, great.
Addicted, what am I doing here? Just addicted to anxiety.
Yeah,
I need my shot of anxiety today.
Weirdly enough, though, I like that shit. I've driven across the country so many fucking times and loved it. It's fun to me. Like, I don't get bored. Like, to me, it's just fun being able to just travel that far. And again, we talked about it backstage.
Yeah.
Just the fact that there are people that are going to be somewhere to listen to you fucking talk. And no matter what amount of money you're being paid, I mean, you can later on justify it whether or not it was, you know, good or bad. But the fact that somebody's willing to give you money in Colorado to talk to fucking strangers who never heard your name before and are going to listen to you and you're going to make them laugh.
Yeah.
Like, that's that. You can't fucking discredit that ever.
And, there's also
it's incredible.
Even though, you know, they don't know really your situation or your stuff. If you're traveling and you show up somewhere and you do a thing as a professional, you know, that they don't know that some people just live in their cars or whatever. Like,
right.
They think like, oh shit, this guy's doing what he wants to do. Life. And, you know, so.
Yeah. I heard Charlie Day from fucking It's Always Sunny say something interesting about, like, because, you know, he was always an actor and acting and stuff, and he always thought, like, I think all of us do, like, oh, either you're Tom Cruise and you're famous, you're like, you can't live in acting. And he grew up what's that famous theater in Boston? What's like Willie B or something? It's like a famous, like, theater up there.
Wilbur?
No.
Is there a Wilbur Theater?
No, yes, but that's not what I'm talking about. It's like a famous like playhouse where they do like a lot of plays. It's like one of those, but it's up in Boston, New York. Okay. And he's like, when I first started out there, like I saw some like 60-year-old man who's been an actor his whole life and made a full living off of just doing shit like this.
Yeah.
He's like, oh yeah. He's like, you don't have to just be Tom Cruise to make a living acting. He's like, mm-hmm. We all think that. I'm like, oh yeah, because that's what people talk to us. Like we said this backstage before, Zach. Yeah. Like you and I were talking about, like people are like, oh, but you're not Mark Normand. I'm like, I understand that, but I can still make money doing comedy. Like yeah, I understand, I'm not famous. Like yeah,
doing yeah, and not be famous. It fucking crushes you and makes you want to kill yourself. Like,
yeah, but you guys don't know that. That's on the inside. You guys don't know that through me.
But then I also do feel like, you know, my parents go to the Borgata all the time and they see like, you know, they'll see like the 70-year-old comics that they've been doing it forever. Yeah. And they just, you know, they do that circuit and that's great. There is something about that where it's like, at some point I would want to stop and maybe be like, should I do this circuit again? Or should I maybe go and I don't know, try something else but nothing against them. But at the same time, you know,
no, but it's
like once you're in that pattern, it's like, do you really want to do that for the next 40 years without a guarantee of any type of next step or, you know,
right.
But it's different for everybody though. Like
in the love of the game,
I've noticed is even the guys that have been doing it like for 40 years, that are usually like super depressed. That's also because they never change their fucking act.
Yeah, that's true.
They do the same act for like 40 years and they hate themselves for it because they never had the courage to try something different. So I think if you're on a circuit and like, you know, every year you know where you're going to be, at the very least, if you're doing new shit, that will give you something, a rise in your spirits. And right. If you're just doing the same thing over and over again, that's going to become tedious where you just go, oh, watch this, bap, 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 and they laugh, ha, ha, all right, I'm going to go fucking slit my wrist now.
Because there is that.
It hasn't been what I wanted it to be.
There is that, like, element where sometimes I don't prepare as much as I should for a show, mm-hmm. and I know that I want to work on whatever new things, and then I get there and I see it's, like, a decent turnout, so I'm like, okay, I guess I just have to do all that. I just want to do my good show.
Yeah.
And then if you do that too many times in a row and you're like, shit, I didn't fucking develop the stuff I wanted to. So, yeah, it becomes sucks. Complacent. Yeah.
I did that Saturday. I forgot to do a new bit in the middle. And I was like, well, there goes that. That's gone forever now. Yeah. Until next one. Yeah.
But I got the adrenaline of not bombing for the portion of that. So, you know, stick to it.
No, for sure.
Yeah, if your comedy career at a certain point is just like the my watch equivalent of like watching Seinfeld or Simpsons or something. It's just bum. Yeah, it's a bummer. You're too comfortable. You know, if you're too comfortable, it's never fun. Mm-hmm. I can usually tell. I mean, there's a comic that we found, Friedman, something like that.
Chris Fried.
Oh yeah, I think I'm
he's right here.
This
he's not
piece of shit.
Don't talk about him to his face though. You know, that's rude. We'll kick him out.
Older,
dude.
Yeah. This older guy. We
hasn't changed his stuff in 5 years.
Yeah, disgrace. He basically just, he steals memes and just does them on stage, and he leans into it. So he leans into his site. Actually, says that he is the cover band of comedy.
You know, which, theft,
which is called stealing, which is called stealing, is what it is. And he just does those jokes on stage. And for the layman, they don't know. I mean, he kind of owns it.
They could give a shit.
They could give two fucks. And I go like, if I see you out in public, I'm gonna call you a fucking hack to your face.
Or is he's just doing a Carlos Mencia impression, maybe.
Right. Yeah. Which, as an older white guy, is risky. But I like that. That's the edgy part.
I do think that would be funny if someone, because you know they have musicians tributes and all that shit. No one ever says like, well, tonight I will be performing the entire Bill Cosby, 1970, whatever.
But by the way, if someone did do that, that's fine. Because you're presenting it as like, this is somebody else. I'm just retelling it maybe because Bill Cosby can't really do this right now. So I'm going to do it for Bill Cosby, right?
I would go see Cosby. I would love to go see
Cosby. But like, I didn't get raped, you know? But it's like, that's not what it is. It's always people just going up there being like, this is my material as is, just, you know, and presenting it as my own. And you're like, if we all fucking hate that shit. obviously. But yeah, like you guys said, regular person's like, oh, the fucking horse thing was funny. Like, that's a meme. That's a fucking meme. Like, just yelling at the fucking stage. Yeah, like, I've seen
also,
that meme.
Also, those people don't get very far. They'll get to a certain level, but they're never going to move past that. And trust me, they fucking hate themselves because of that.
Gimmick.
They'll see somebody, because they'll see somebody else who actually is really good and is really trying and is developing more. And they'll fucking hate themselves for it because they can't do that. They don't have the ability or the courage to do it. So, I mean, it's frustrating because you see it happening and you're like, especially if you're at a mic or a show and you like you had a bad set and you see some fucking cunt go on stage and they read somebody else's material or they do a meme and you're just like, that's a fucking meme and everybody's dying over it. Like, in that moment, it's going to suck because you know that they're not real. But in the long run, if you keep working harder,
and also
they're going to plateau and they'll fucking kill themselves and you'll get to jerk off to that and it'll be awesome.
And then I'll put that YouTube video out.
Yeah, exactly.
To the video. Well, no, I was going to say, it's also that even though people are having a good time and laughing, they know that they can tell that if someone's doing shit that's kind of hacky and whatever, but they're still going to laugh at it. But when they go home and discuss it with people, they might say, well, that guy was doing like, you know, dumb internet jokes, but whatever, it was funny.
That's true.
They know he's not going to be on the Tonight Show.
You know, right. And also, like, they won't follow him, but they're probably more likely follow you.
Yeah. It's like they'll have a good time, but they don't like respect, I guess.
Yeah.
So it's good for your dopamine, though, when you're on stage.
No, that's fair.
Yeah. Because I think of how uncool I come off in my stand up. Like, my stand up is so. At the end, I'm just surprised. Like, yeah, I'm pretty sure any woman who saw me on stage who thought I was attractive when I started is now like, you're funny, but oof, fucking gross, dude. And I'm like, yeah, I don't do myself any favors. That's why I was telling you about the chick that I realized, she walked up to me. It was a badass fucking. Like,
yeah, set the scene.
Just doing the punchline. I had to go up and do two bits that I kind of already knew. There was a tag or two that was new, but I wanted to do other new stuff, but it was, you only have a couple of minutes and the room needed it. Some people before were just rougher, newer, it was a weird kind of thing. So I was like, all right, let me go in and just see if I could fucking get people going a little bit here. So let me do these things. There's some new tags I'll work out. But it was like just the nipple stuff and big puffy nipple bullshit, just me fucking around, which is great. I don't care. I'm just like, yeah. Like, there's no getting around this. I think it's funny. And then, ended with a joke. I had fun. People come up. And this woman came up, like, outside of the bar. She first came out, was looking for the restroom. And the guys I'm around, like, I've never seen – I love it how weird guys get. Guys, we're just a badass woman. Like, they can't even – there's cleavage out. They don't know what the fuck to do. They just all got quiet really quick. And they she was like, yeah, I'm just wondering, can you just show me where the bathroom is? And I was like, oh. I'm just like, yeah, just go. Just go around there. She comes back out, and she's going back.
She's like, go outside, pig. That's where you go.
Adam is married.
Even if I wasn't, I'm so. Is that the
say that to your wife. See what Steph does.
Oh, no, never.
See what Steph does.
She'll fucking slip my throat. That's not what I'm talking about. No, now I'm a fucking little bitch. But I'm talking about, like, if I'm single again, which probably be soon, but if I'm single again, like,
always around the corner.
Here's the thing. Like, dude, I'm 36. I've had a bunch of sex before. Women don't intimidate me, right? That's the thing. That's what it comes down to. I'm telling you, a bunch of dudes who don't get laid on the reg, who've never had like, who's never like a used to getting any pussy, they all fucking simp to random hot chicks. I fucking see on the internet all the fucking time. I see it in life all the fucking time. I'm telling you, it's those guys who give these fucking women power. Stop it! Stop it! Stop it! Fucking bitch men. It's bitch men. When you have someone like Neil or myself come, or you guys are good looking guys, come along and you're like, this doesn't impress me. Go over there, you fucking dummy. Like, go. I don't give a shit.
I can't wait.
Anyway,
till the next time I'm in.
Neil's a hero. Oh.
I can't wait till like when I'm talking to a girl and I go, what? Whatever. I've had a bunch of sex.
Say
it just like that too. Say it a bunch of sex. Who cares? I've seen hot chicks before. Gives a fuck.
I've had a bushel full of sex, like a bunch of, like a group of sex.
I ran through Staten Island back in my 20s. All right. Staten Island is no better because of me.
Luckily, not too many bushels. That freaks me
worse either.
But yeah, it just, whatever. It was fine. They just didn't know what to, you know, they're like, oh yeah, over there. And then, you know, it was cute. And then she came back out, and before going to the showroom, she made a point of stopping and coming over to me. And the four guys immediately left. Like they were next to me 2 seconds. And then she walked up and they were like, that's our cue, guys. You know, they just went into the distance. Like, you're on your own. We don't know what to do with this or even, you know, want to interact, I guess. And I was like, hi, how you doing? It's nice to meet you. She just came at it all wrong. I didn't like her tone. I didn't like her tone. I don't know where she gets off. Like, she walks up and good. She's just like, you know, I thought you were very attractive when I first saw you on stage. But then you started talking about the nipple things. And I was like, yeah. Why? Is that like a... that a problem? Like, you know, I don't like the way you're walking up to me. I don't like this. Yeah. No. Why did I? You could have walked up and said anything else, and I would have maybe. Yeah, like I know that. I got that.
You should have said, like, "Oh, I don't like your face." That's what you should
have
said.
Are you a fan? Oh, yeah, I said like something
like that's all.
Yeah, she was nagging me.
Yeah,
it's fine.
Right.
I was like, okay, well, I know what you're doing, so I don't really give a fuck.
Throw whiskey in your face,
right. Man.
The worst. Thing,
no, you're fucking human being to each other. It's so not hard to do.
Yeah, she came up to me like an act. Like she came up to me like. Thing. I was like, right. Well, I'm a human, so, but I'm like, okay, yeah, did that offend you, or like, did that, you know, the nipple thing, the deal breaker? And she was like, yeah, it's just weird that you talked about it. I was like, well, you know, what's your name, Hannah? Okay. And I just went like,
dude, you should
have
given a rock. You should have been like, what's your name? It doesn't matter. What your name is.
It's nice to meet
you. Yeah, but
what's
even gained by doing that? Just to go, by the way, you could have had me, but you said this. You're like, okay.
Right.
Like,
yeah. Fuck you.
I'm like, we're not on a date. Like, this isn't, you came to a show.
You're a stranger.
There was no implicit thing of me going to fuck you or anything like that. Then I shook her hand and I just went, it was a little too much. I kind of just, I saw her head cock like after. I just went, okay, well, you know. I literally just dismissed her. I was like, I didn't even mean, I just
dude,
went,
this
you know,
is
go
right.
back.
The most I've ever been impressed with Neil in my life.
Go back. It wasn't like I was a power move. I just was like, I'm done talking to you. You don't seem interesting.
It is fascinating the double standard that there is that you couldn't go up to a woman after a show and go, you know, you talked about your pussy and that
Yeah.
Only women have the ability and the power to just go up to a guy and go, oh yeah, you fucked up. This is not happening.
Or just like
90% of the time it's just like, oh, what did I do when we come back here?
Yo, you just brought up the craziest. I just saw a guy try to do that at a wedding recently. This is like a month ago or 2 months ago. Not even kidding. We were all in the wedding together. Okay. Yeah. We were drinking. Oh, I don't drink, but everyone was drinking, having a good time, drunk already. And like, so all the groomsmen and the bridesmaids were like in the back bar, like separated from everybody. And one of the groomsmen, who is not like a handsome, he's a fat oaf. All right. Yeah. He walks over to like two, and these bridesmaids weren't even, they were like two of the more prettier bridesmaids, I guess, and leans into them. He's like, just so you guys know. I'm being a cunt. He's like, just so you guys know, he's like, I would have fucked both of you tonight, but my wife is here. And I was like, what did you just say?
They're like,
like, what?
They're like, hey,
disqualifying elements to that.
The confidence, that was psychotic. And they were like, okay. Like, they didn't even know what to say to it. And I was like, dude, that was crazy.
Like, you're like, hey, I could have gotten with you, but you married that guy.
It's
no, you didn't have a chance. It's the bride.
Crazy. It was crazy.
At that point, just walk up to people and go, hey, I could have murdered you, but I didn't. And then just fucking walk away. Like, if you're going to be creepy, be that fucking creepy.
Well, do you think it's got something to do with the guy? Well, because he knows that once he says that, obviously the option is, it's like a nuclear option. Do you know what I mean? He's like, not only am I going to tell these women, I think I was catching vibe from you. He probably wasn't. But he needs to go, like, I'm going to flex on you. And then, of course, you're going to hate me immediately after. And then I'm going to say, see, you were two bitches anyway.
And also, you're right in like the nuclear option where there is there's a small piece of hope in that one of them will be like some kinky, weird, crazy girl. And she'll be like, yo, I'll blow you real quick. Let's go.
Yeah. Or she's like, so, okay. Right. Or she's so like, she's like, well, why? Like, why not? Yeah. Why am I not good enough to be fucked at a hotel, at a wedding room, wedding closet room? It's like, maybe, but I doubt it.
People, that's fucking great.
Fucking wild, dude. You want to do plugs real quick?
Yeah, we gotta do plugs.
We gotta do plugs. Zach, buddy, where can everybody socials, your everything about you?
ZachHammond.net on and Zach Hammond Comedian on Facebook, and it's all on the website too.
Nice,
cool, Chris.
Oh, Chris. Freed is the Instagram, but Patreon.com/ChrisFreed to follow the collecting sitcom series. It's about a guy milking the unemployment system, and there will be 3 full episodes by next month.
Nice,
so, yay!
Go follow me at Adam Nutter on Twitter, on Instagram, all that stuff. Go check out The Porcupine. I just released a great episode with Pete Quinones last night. We talked about the culture in America and how to change all that shit. Or not change it. I don't know. Maybe we're just going to die as a culture. I don't know. Or society and a country. We'll find out. So go check out The Porcupine, youtube.com/AdamNutter. That's up there right now. And, of course, a bunch of shows coming up with March 3rd, the LPPA gig in Reading, Pennsylvania. Neil will be there. It's going to be a fun show. You can get tickets just to that. You don't have to go to the fucking LP convention in Pennsylvania. You can just get tickets. It's at the Doubletree in, Doubletree Hilton in Reading. So lppa.org for that. And just down on the bottom of the page is the show. Just go to that and get tickets. And then March 15th, Punchline Philly. That's going to be fun. Coming out to that. March 12th, we got the Ashland Distillery show in Morrisville. Drop 10's running that, so Neil will be there as well. And then the end of the month, March 24th to 25th, with Robbie the Fire Bernstein, Steamboat Springs, Colorado. 2 shows on Friday and Saturday. Come on out to that. It is fun. And that is it for me.
Perfect. Check me out. IamNeilWood.com. Go there for all the dates and details and shows I got coming up. If you happen to be named Hannah and a badass Latina chick, just let you know, I could have fucked you, but I had to take a shit.
Yeah. Neil seems to be a Sigma for that, bro.
So, oh, now you don't want to fuck? So check out IamNeilWood.com. Go there for all the stuff. Adam mentioned a couple of stuff. Go follow biggest little comedy.
All right.
So go check out that Instagram. We're gonna be putting all the shows that Drop 10 produces onto a different Instagram, just to keep all the shows and all the events that we have coming up separate from the. Now you'll still see stuff, and people that are follow Drop 10, it's all good. You'll see shows, but it's just gonna be simplified down. It's getting a little hectic with all the stuff we got going on. So just go follow Biggest Little Comedy Show over on Instagram. Do that. This way you're up on all the events we have coming up. Grow that page. That's going to be cool. And we've got a lot of different stuff coming up. So Myers Brewing Company up and running. The next show coming up this Friday. I will be, Garrett Monaco is going to be running that. So go support Drop 10. But I'll be actually in Delaware at Shady Brook Inn, I think, in Delaware. That's Fenris's show. Fun comic from Delaware. Go check that out. Get your tickets now. Again, you can get all that on IamNeilWood.com. And then in March, we're back at Myers Friday, Friday the 2nd Friday of each month and the 4th Friday of each month. Ashland Distillery will be at all the Sundays, so 2nd Sunday and 4th Sunday of each month. And Wissahickon's going to be in April. And actually in March, I'm going to be going to my hometown. So hometown, Hamilton, New Jersey show at the White Horse Winery, March 10th. Get the tickets now. You get a complimentary glass of wine with it from them, and go do that. We got a fun lineup for you. It's going to be a good time. Check out everything for this podcast. It's going to be wonderful. You can check out everything and get some sweet merch over at drop10.com, drop10.com/store.
Yes.
Go get some Cult of Us merch, a hat, a shirt, different color hat, whatever you want to do. You know, it's all designed by us, and, you know, it helps us out a bunch.
I totally thought that was going to be the Tyler hanging himself video.
It's going to be a digital product we do release later.
It's going to be an NFT.
That's worth a Patreon as well.
Oh, absolutely. And speaking of Patreon, beautiful transition, you can check out our Patreon, patreon.com/cultofus. Get in there for $1 or $3. We got 2 different tiers for the present moment, if I believe. Yep, so $1 gets you in the door. You're going to get a bunch of extra audio and video content.
And the episode early.
Yeah, and the episode early as well. So you'll be getting that episode a little before everybody, audio and video, if you want. So whatever you like. And, of course, you go to the $3 tier. I think, wait, we're doing the gauntlet for everybody. for everybody at the $1 tier, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah. So we do the gauntlet on there, which is a ton of fun, watching some crazy fucking animal videos.
I got some good ones for the next one.
Yeah. We
got some good ones. Thank you, Reddit.
And doing some brutal would you rather. So we're going to go through would you the rather. Gauntlet. Just go through the gauntlet and see if you can stand it just as much as we can.
We did three. The third one's out right now. Patreon.com/cultofus. Go to it.
Yeah, go do it. And, of course, the $3 tier if you want to watch shit with us. We still need to watch I know maybe these guys have seen. It's on the docket, but we're going to schedule that. The Nicolas Cage movie where he's a vampire is one of my favorite. Adam is going to love it. He's going to lose his shit about how crazy that movie is. So if you want to go and watch it with us, hang out a little bit, and check out some MMA fights as well.
Yeah, big UFC in like 2 weeks. Jon Jones makes his return at heavyweight to fight Cyril Gane for the title. Big fight.
I hope we don't have shows. Okay.
I think we do. I think we do. But you guys don't, so go watch it.
You can go watch.
He's going to get caught with coke before the fight. Don't worry.
Yeah, but he's still that good. So, you know, like, just go watch Jon Jones.
Producer Evan will get you guys into that Discord, and you guys can hang out and just shoot in the chat, you know, shoot shit in the chat. So it'll be fun. Other than that, follow droptent.com and join the newsletter to get all the information.
Yep.
And
again, youtube.com/cultofus, odyssey.com/@cultofus. Go follow us there. And all the good shit.
Boom. Nice.
Yeah.
Plugs.
Yeah.
Get back to it. Yeah.
By the way, I forgot to say this Friday, Saturday, Wisecrackers I'm featuring. So it's my first feature there.
That's cool.
Little late plug.
Nah, you're good. Actually, we're going to be in also Delaware, like the first week of Delaware for the Delaware LP convention, too.
Mm. Did I say Mohegan Sun? I forget. But yeah, that one. Mohegan Sun, Wisecrackers.
Yeah, Wisecrackers. That's awesome.
I want to get to those places.
Good spot. Good spot.
What'd you have to do? Do you have to be good at comedy to do it?
Nope. Mostly doing.
I might have a shot.
Doing a half hour of memes. Actually, I'm not even gonna say them. I'm just gonna show them on
a slideshow of memes.
Doing the Gallagher bit of. Just,
hey guys, look at this. Right? It's pretty funny.
Did I come up with this? I did not. Someone else did, but it's good. Click.
It would be so fun. I just do like a PowerPoint presentation.
Yeah, like every tag you try to do bombs. Like it's just the tag to the meme, and none of them work, but you get a laugh on the memes. That'd be amazing. Yeah. God damn it.
That was a funny Fred Armisen update character where he was a guy, he would just present a news story, and then he would try to comment on it, but all his comments were, he would go, I mean, look at this. It's like, what? And then that was it. And then he would move on to the next one.
Doing the absolute least.
Forget his name, but it was a good one. Nice.
I wouldn't believe you, dude.
So I do have a fun video for us to watch. But ooh. Neil, you're probably going to have to edit, just block it out because it's a fight video, which is not even a big deal. But someone's getting punched and YouTube might be all gay and be like, this is restricted for 18 and over now.
Yeah.
But who wants to see a lady take a punch from a security guard like a champ? No. She eats it like Mike Tyson, bro. Damn. It's wild.
And does she deserve it? What is she doing in the...
We'll find out. We will find out.
Yeah, you can see where Adam's allegiance is. He's like, nah, man. I mean, I just put in, I love watching women get hit. So that's what popped up. I don't know what the situation is. I'm not even going to give context, to be honest with you.
This is my favorite, one of my favorite subreddits, Crazy Fucking Videos. That's the name of the subreddit. It's called Crazy Fucking Videos. And this is where I get a lot of our stuff from. It's a good one. It's a good.
Okay. Well,
it's
now people don't need to watch this. They can just go to that subreddit and not come to us. So thanks. Good job, Adam.
It's not only where I get it from. All right, where is it? Boom.
Keep a
boom,
fucking tight lid on it,
boom.
Dude. What you need to do is shut your fucking mouth about where we get our content Jesus from. Christ. You fucking idiot. No, just waiting for him to bring up the video. Oh yeah. Oh, dude. Right. Mama June, what's up, baby? How you doing, girl?
Is that the culprit behind her?
Yes. Yes. Yeah, so for the audio listeners, she's a big lady. Think of like she reminds me of Big Mama's House a little bit. Martin Short.
Okay.
Colorful
pants. We got blue and yellow pants on with a pink top. Boobies are
hanging, saggy big boobies.
Wonderful.
Looks like Sherbert ice cream.
She does. Yeah, you're not wrong.
Bro, it triggered my memory of nostalgia immediately, bro. That's 100%. Was that what it looks like? Wow, what a fucking. Yeah. Goddamn
can
analogy,
I get a,
bro.
Can I get a Bart, let me get a Bart Simpson pop, and then the And then I think, yeah, one of those old mommies right there. Yeah. Old mommies right there. That'd
be I got a Sonic with fucked up eyes in this old bitch.
Just her eyes. Boobs are the gum. It's like all wonky and weird. Like the gum.
Each tit is just a different eye.
Here's the problem is this guy immediately behind her is warming up his hands. He physically has his hands up like.
Yeah, like what is she doing that he's like, I gotta put an end to this shit right now.
Fucking breathing, I'm telling you. People like that. People just don't like it when fucking Sherbet comes to life. Like,
I have to kill this for the greater good of humanity.
Yeah.
Is that
he
a,
just saw
is that
Attack of the Killer Tomatoes and now he thinks fucking this thing is coming to life.
Yeah, it's like a David Lynch creation. And then he's just like, I got to end this thing. I think we got to shoot it.
I know where this goes, guys. I know where this goes, right?
I'm wondering.
That might be Martin Lawrence in the bodysuit.
That's what I'm saying. It looks just like her. It's fucking crazy.
Oh, God. Here's my guess, though.
Yes.
I'm wondering, my only guess at this point, because of the positioning of the security guard behind her and the warming of the hands,
yes.
is that I'm just wondering if this is a straight her to camera and then him coming from around the back. Does anyone want to place a bet on if this is a back punch or if she's going to turn and square
now
up?
Now, I've seen this already. I don't want to throw my two cents in.
Oh, okay.
Chris, I don't know the quality of the video, but her face already looks like she's had a stroke. So maybe he's just trying to frown.
No, she does. Yeah, she looks like when the Kool-Aid man frowns.
Yeah.
Like, that's what it looks like. I'm gonna guess. I think his intention will be
to harm her. That would be my guess.
His intention would be without her turning, but I'm gonna predict that she turns a little bit for the hit.
Okay, and we seem to be in somewhere.
Because
we?
I think she's
a Walmart or some sort of place.
That. Whatever that is, maybe she's stealing it, and he's like, I'm gonna put an end to this shit before it becomes an issue.
He's gonna have to get employee of the month.
Yeah, this seemed like it stemmed from like just a straight confrontation, like a theft thing. Obviously, it's some sort of just shitty Walmart type store, no one cares about, you know.
Because he is security, you know. Like in his head, maybe something's got to be happening where he's like, I don't know,
knock this bitch unconscious.
Maybe it could be his mom came to his work and he, you know, and he's like, Mom, the fuck out.
Like, I'm gonna make
you're embarrassing me,
baby.
Yeah.
Let's start this.
I fuck your phone unless you taping this for the news. On my mama, nigga. I got six kids, nigga, and they ain't gonna fucking take my kids.
Pause.
Look.
Pause.
Are you recording?
Immediate pause.
Oh my God. Yeah. Okay. See, he's even stepping. He's purposely wants a cheap shot right here.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is.
He's circling like a shark.
if you guys have ever seen the movie Annihilation, like he's mimicking her. Like, he's like behind her and mimicking her. Like, okay. Uh-huh,
he was directing the camera.
Let me just let's see here.
Like those old cartoons where like they're trying to pretend they're like a mirror. And they're like matching the movements of the person.
Also, world, don't be on know somebody's fucking recording you and have your hands down at your side. Like, keep your hands up because shit's always about that.
Immediately drop everything you're holding and just start covering.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like how he was just like, hey, like trying to get the camera's attention, like the security, like, hey, what, you got this? You got this? I'm going to fuck this bitch's day up. Like, I'm going to knock her head off.
And he doesn't have the mentality of it from his face. And just he seems to be doing the thing I usually do. It's like, could you just, we're just going to get this all. You know what I mean? But we know the way this is going, unfortunately. Yeah. So I'm thinking maybe that's not his intent. Okay.
I'm going to say it was never his intent because he just looked at the camera like, you see him?
If someone's filming me, you don't have the fight with the person filming you. That's a lost problem. Like, someone's filming you, just be like, fuck off. Like, you cannot fight with them. They're just going to keep backing up and filming, and then it becomes a video. Everyone needs to just let them film. Like, okay, whatever. Just fucking whatever. And just
I agree.
Stop.
She also sounds and moves kind of like Beetlejuice from Howard Stern.
Fair. Very fair assessment.
She has already said they're not going to come take my kids, which is, I gotta
say. Which means they've tried.
I'm on Big Mama House's side, I feel like. I think she deserves those kids. And,
Big Mama House.
Yeah, and why in this type of a store, like, how did her kids get involved that aren't even, how do they know about, like, her life?
I thought Miss Pat shopped in better places. I didn't realize.
Yeah, she started giving out stats like, I got six kids. I make this much a year. This is where I live. It's like, okay. Yeah. But you're so at a Walmart, lady.
Yeah.
Doesn't do anything. Yeah, Sherbert. All right.
Got a problem with the justice system. Bitch, if you taping it, put it on YouTube. Let me get a whole bunch of likes. And I swear to God,
you can't just punch her. Why? Why the fuck? What is happening? Why did he just do that? That's crazy. And he ran.
She fucking took that shit. It didn't even affect her.
No, it sounded like a slap.
Dude.
Wow. Yeah, she was not.
Her glasses went flop. But she just like took like one stagger. It was like, what's up?
She also kind of turned back like with a smile. Like she's about to laugh at him, I think.
She's like, no one's made me taste my own blood in years.
Yeah. Also, now she looks like Mr. T. So maybe that's a disguise, and he's tougher than we thought.
Oh, I pity the fool who doesn't like sherbet.
I was gonna hold on, I'm gonna go back to it.
Why does he? I mean, that's such an escalation.
He even over leaned into the punch.
You're getting fired, dude. You're getting fired. They're like, hey, dude, listen, we know you're security, but not like, not knockout security.
This so here's the thing. You're not RoboCop. So let's calm the fuck down.
People. Yeah, I mean,
how bad does he feel that, like, his shit was had zero effect?
And zero effect, bro.
The boys are laughing at him when he gets home. That's they're gonna be like, dude.
he should get this fired just because he won't
be... delete that video, not because I hit her, but because I didn't knock her out.
Yeah.
yeah.
Also, like, he ran.
It shouldn't be like, oh, you're bad at your job. It's like we literally saw that you can't do your job. Like, yeah. Have to fire you.
I know what you think. You think it's because you hit a chick. No.
I mean, there's two things here. One, we got to stop hiring security based off of like, hey, I'm 162 pounds.
Yeah.
And like, you're not security, dude. Also because you can't, like, you need a big guy who's just not, I'm like, not going to hit her, but just be like, hey, ma'am, I'm just kind of scoot her up, hold the hands. And like, ma'am, I'm taking you outside. Like you get these guys, they're so little. You're you know, you're fucking security like an Eckerd's. They don't have those anymore.
Hey,
1998.
The old A&W call. My root beer's late.
Every security interview should be them using that machine that what's his fucking name?
Using this video.
Fucking UFC heavyweight champ. Who the Francis Ngannou?
Oh, Ngannou. Yeah.
Hit the fucking machine that Ngannou hits. And if you can at least match half of his strike power, then you can be a security guard. Like, you can't even like level up. Like, no, you're not going to be able to knock anybody out. You can't work for fucking CVS. What are you, crazy?
By the way, I would like to call attention to that. I was correct with she was going to turn into that shit.
Yeah. Yes.
He was thinking cheap shot, and then she turned into it, and he was like,
I mean, it's still a cheap shot for sure.
Yeah.
But yeah, but the she just stumbled. Dude, she barely even stumbled.
Her head was bad again.
She even laughed. I feel like she's about to go laugh at
him. Yes, now how does she start tuning him up? Not again. Why does he run like a little bitch?
Uh-oh, because he's like, uh-oh, I couldn't knock her out. She might fuck me up.
Does the video go any further after
We have like 30 more seconds. Yeah.
Is she going to beat his ass holding her coat? Look at his coat.
He's cowering.
Wow. Yo, she.
Okay, I think I was right. That is a fucking CVS.
Yes. Oh, yes.
I went Eckerd's because I'm old, but that's fun. But yeah, I knew it. I was like, this is a CVS. This is a Walgreens.
He thought he was going to get the biggest, like, fucking rap. And he's just embarrassed. Right?
Also, I want to point something out. Watch this kid right there. He does this shit.
Yeah, it's like,
which
stage one of I don't know how to fight.
No, how to fight.
When I see that, I go, oh, I'll kick this kid through 30 walls. Like, there's no way. So he just sucker punched this broad and was just like, oh, that's all I knew how to do. That's it. That's all I got.
No, I was going to say that's just rule one of, like, you're not a, do you know what your job is as a kid? It's not to challenge everyone to fisticuffs.
No.
You're supposed to fucking guide people out of a.
Yeah.
No, but here's the other thing. I've been to a lot of CVSs. Where the fuck is this CVS located that they need security?
Chicago. I have no idea. Like, I have no fucking idea.
That's the bigger question. Like, it's, yeah, it's fucked up that he.
Yeah, it's in a major city. It's probably like in New York or in LA or Chicago or something like that. For sure.
Also, God, clearly a place where this woman has plenty of experience fighting.
Yeah.
Like she, you know.
She, this is my home arena.
This was nothing.
Well, she's got to get over to the Dollar General. She's got an MMA match. She's got to fight another security guard.
She has to go through the gauntlet. She has Walgreens, CVS, Dollar General.
She's going to come back
three punches
chiseled
today without falling over. Yeah. She had a free gift card to McDonald's. I don't fucking know.
They had to give her free glasses to replace the...
They're calling her, Iron Jaw Betty now. Dude, she just comes in, she grabs a Coca-Cola, she doesn't pay. You can try to hit her. You can try to hit her, but you're not going to be able to knock this woman out. You can't.
No. She's
you
got to
plant one on her nose first, hoping that stuns her, and then you got to punch her in the tit. But that's
you
got to
fight her like King. You got to fight her like King Hippo and punch out like punch her in the stomach a bunch of times, expose her, and then punch her in the face.
I hate to see this in America because my type of security is trying to fuck her. That would be I would try to lay on thick. I'd be like, God, girl, you know what I'm saying? You should drop whatever you're trying to do right now. Let's just get out of here. Like, let me just, you know, what are you up to tonight?
He punches her, and then she doesn't fall over. So then he goes, you know, I totally could have fucked you, but
Totally could have fucked you. If I wasn't fucking my manager at this right age, I would totally fuck you. But
yeah, I don't like how pink clashes with your eyes.
Yeah, damn, no, dude. It's like, I like how
respectfully.
Do you think her legend spreads from this, like? And like her namesake grows from the. It's like, dude, she dressed like Sir Sherbert, but like a steel strap jaw. They start calling it a Steelbert.
Yeah. Every time she walks in that CVS, there's just a storm of fog that rolls into the place, and then she comes out of it like Goldberg.
Yeah.
Yeah, the drums just start up.
Yeah.
It's dope. Doom, 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 dude.
Yeah, if we were in like a Guy Ritchie movie, we would follow her out. She would come up to her shoulder cam. She would drop her shit, crack her neck. And
the arena,
like,
the arena starts going Sherbert. Yeah. This dude fucking cowers.
She Goldberg fucking just comes spears in the people. Store, spears him, puts him through an aisle. You know what I mean? Just
she gets up. She's like,
yeah. 173
CVSs in a row. Wow.
I know. Oh, it's a shame. It is also elder abuse. This is on some real shit. This is elder abuse. She's definitely in her 50s or 60s.
Easily.
Probably 60s. You just tried to tune a chick up. She ate it. And then he was like, yeah, you should go now, though. You should,
right?
He's
should
like, never
now.
Come back in my CVS again.
You're causing problems.
Yeah.
She's like, no, she's like, what are you going to do about it? That's
right.
What she should have said.
Yeah. She's like, I've seen what you tried to do.
I don't like it.
Now, since this video came out, do police have to come and like escort that guy?
I don't think
out?
The cops were involved in this.
She's fighting. Dana White picked her up. She's fighting.
Yeah, slap competition. She's in the new slap league. She can take a punch for sure.
They're going on the island again. We don't know why. She can't be contained. Is why they have to go back to the island. She cannot be contained.
They built her own island in Abu Dhabi.
Yeah, it's a problem. It is a fucking problem with her.
Well, you can call it Sherbert Island. Like that's only you guys. You guys don't want to go there. No one leaves.
Yeah. If they don't make
a Mario Kart world, I
was going to say, if they don't make that character for Super Smash Brothers, I will be so pissed. I will be so pissed just holding a jacket like a Jigglypuff, like, whoop, 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 like trying to get back onto the level. Like, oh, God, that's amazing.
Yeah, so fun.
This has been a fucking... Guys, thank you for joining us for the episode.
Super fun episode, Zach, boys. Fuck Tyler, though, right?
Yeah,
Tyler's gonna log on right now. He's gonna do his plugs. And he's gonna, no, check these guys out. You know, this has been a great ep. We appreciate it. Check all the shit they do. And this has been another day in the cult.
Yeah.
For Zach, for Chris, for Adam, for me.
We'll talk to you guys off air.
Yeah, we'll talk to you off air, and we'll see you guys next time. Later.
Bye.
By the renewing of your mind,
the recycling. It's a flesh body world.
Do it.
Human.
Do it.
Sir Slimy Reptilian.
This has been a Drop Tent Media production.
Ready for a career in behavioral health? Earn your online degree at Herzing University. Choose from health and human services, psychology, or social work programs. Gain the skills to work, coordinate, and manage nonprofits. Secure a bachelor's in psychology to study mental health or advance your social work career through our online Masters of Social Work. Let us help you become a social change agent. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Text HEALTH to 85109. That's HEALTH to 85109. Or visit herzing.edu.